This is episode 25.
Oh shit, I wasn't ready.
I just decided we'll just start.
Alright, we'll go.
And then that's it. God damn, you have two loaded up. Shotgun shells. We're drinking in the man cave again, by the way.
Yep.
So this one might not get posted either. But oh well, here we go.
So you had an eventful morning?
Dude, as soon as I wake up 15 minutes from the crack of my eyelids, I get a knock on the door. And
so is this before or after you responded to my text?
After.
Okay.
This just happened. I hate when shit like this happens, too. Just because. But she knocks on the door, and it's the girl from two houses over. But it's not the girl who lives there. It's her sister. And she asks me if she can use my phone, which I feel like is an odd request, considering she has a phone in her hand.
But have you ever met this girl before?
No.
This is your first encounter.
Yes.
So how do you think she picked your house?
Well, I saw her come from across the street, so that means that she'd probably hit every house that was in
the vicinity.
Yeah, but of course.
And you're the only idiot to open the door.
Well, I mean, it's 9 in the morning. I can see that. But I let her use the phone, and then I go out there and smoke a cigarette and eavesdrop. And she's talking about the dude over there, how he beats up the girlfriend and the sister, like, all the time.
Damn.
And now he's trying to go to the courthouse to get a 24-hour eviction notice, which is not, that's not even possible. It has to be 30 days. Like, you have 30 days, that's how it goes if you're a resident. But anyways, so she was talking about packing up all her shit and leaving, but she was calling her dad because she didn't have any money. And then she starts going on and on about food stamps, and they sell their food stamps for Xanax. And then apparently yesterday morning, two Xanax come up missing, and then boyfriend decides he's going to start with a girlfriend, I guess, and I guess beats the shit out of her, and then goes and wakes her up, and this is all early in the morning, apparently.
Damn.
And grabs her by the hair and throws her down the set of stairs right there, and then apparently, allegedly, punches her in the face.
She's just telling you all this?
No, I'm listening to all this.
Oh, she's telling her dad. Yeah. She's telling her dad, but yeah. You can hear.
And I'm just sitting there in, like, amazement.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, that's so terrible.
That's a bad home environment.
Yeah.
They got kids?
I have no idea. Hopefully not. Who the fuck sells food stamps, though, for Xanax?
I think that's really common.
I'll give them money if they want to sell the food stamps, but I want a discount.
Well, yeah, that's like, that's what they'll do. Yeah, they'll sell you $200 worth of food stamps for $75 or something.
I'm going to go over there in the summer, then. At yard sales
and
stuff.
Man, you can't be food stamps. Well, it's illegal. Are you cool with that?
Yeah. Okay. I like to see it as, oh, it's almost like a drug deal. Here's that's the cash. I mean, you got the stuff.
Yeah,
I need 4 gallons of milk.
That's pretty much what it's like.
Ah, food stamps. I wish we had food stamps.
I think it's kind of a pain in the ass, though, because I think, like, you gotta, like, take them to the grocery store and tell them what you want and everything.
Yeah. Because
it's, like, on a card or something.
Yeah, I know. We have, yeah. I don't want to do, I really don't. I just don't want to pay for groceries.
So what's the, is that the end of the
story?
That's
the end of the story. She then just, I told her if she wanted to come back and use the phone, she could, but I don't plan on answering the door.
So, so you lied to her?
Absolutely. She's a stranger, as far as I'm concerned. So and she's talking about getting her shit moved.
When she left here?
Apparently she said it was so bad, and that, and this, the whole thing that kills me is, like, if he's really hitting them like that, dude, why the fuck aren't the cops doing anything? Because the cops have been over there twice, she said.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? But apparently no. They just don't want to do anything. So she's talking about getting her shit in trash bags while they go to the courthouse, I guess, and then getting in her car and just going somewhere. She didn't say, like, where. She only has a quarter tank of gas, apparently.
So she ain't going very far.
Exactly. And the... But, I mean, she drives a Chevy Malibu. I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but I can drive to Indy or Bloomington and back on a half tank of gas. So, if you only needed to go one way, why wouldn't you just try to make it as far north as you could? Because she called an Indy. I had an area code, but I don't know, I guess, how far Indy's area code stretches.
Right.
But...
Yeah. I mean, that seems like a good idea.
Yeah. Or fucking get on Google... And See if you can find like a battered women's shelter or something.
Oh, yeah, they got those in Louisville, I'm sure. See, exactly. Probably New Albany.
Oh. I'm hitting close to home.
Sorry, dude.
No, go ahead, man. Whoa. Go ahead. I got. Will you give me my jacket?
Your jacket?
I don't know.
Yeah? I can get your jacket.
Did you watch the NBA last night?
No, I didn't watch the NBA. Mm-hmm. I read on Twitter that Steph Curry went bonkers.
Don't read into that. The Cavs have won 12 in a row. Go ahead, bro. You can sit back down.
Why'd you want that? Didn't he score like 51?
LeBron last night? No.
No, Steph Curry.
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep up with West Coast basketball. Unless you're on my fantasy team. Ooh. First in two leagues, though. Second in two leagues. Let me rephrase that. On a technicality.
Why?
Because Travis Johnson has two more ties and two less losses. And we have the same number of wins. So I'm second in the big league. And then in the food league, I'm winning my division. So I'm second.
Food league?
That's just what the net title of the league name is. Just food. Of course, I'm in that with Johnny.
Yeah, go figure. Go figure.
I like this drinking coffee and shit. We should do the podcast outside during the summer.
Okay, I was going to say, it's fucking cold.
No, man. Not right now. It's Arctic. Dude, last night, I swear, my beard was getting stiff in the wind.
Yeah?
It was cold as fuck last night. Smoking a cigarette almost wasn't an option.
Don't you use your e-puffer?
No. It doesn't... It's not the same.
It's not as good, huh? No.
There's a reason why I'm still smoking cigarettes.
I know. I thought you were going to quit doing that. Change your mind?
Well, if I'm going to keep my promise, then smoking... I would have to stop smoking before we got married. Cigarettes.
Right.
Will it happen?
Are those allowed?
Yeah.
Your e-cigs are cool?
Oh, I mean...
She's cool with that?
Yeah, but... Dude, my thing is, I would almost rather not even have that e-cig.
Well, get rid of it. You got a brand new one over there, too, though.
No, I'm talking like either one of them. I'd rather just not smoke.
Right.
Like, if I was going to do it, I just wouldn't even want that. I would just rather just not have anything.
Well, if that's what you want, then why'd you buy them?
I mean...
You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying, but...
What you're saying and what you did is very contradicting.
I know. I mean, it's only there to fill a void.
Right. It's giving you nicotine. That's the void that it's filling.
Right. But I would rather just not have any.
You'd rather just not be addicted to nicotine anymore.
Yes.
Right.
So, which is odd.
Only way to do that is to quit ingesting nicotine.
Right. I was told a story the other day where a lady had picked up smoking when she was in her either her late 20s or early 30s, and she had picked up smoking because of her dad had just died of lung cancer.
Damn. That doesn't make much sense, does it?
I know, right? It's terrible, though.
How long have you been smoking now?
10 years.
Damn, turned the corner on a decade, huh?
Yep. It's actually like 10 years and 10 and a half, I think.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty heavy smoker then, huh?
Yeah, and I have heart problems on my mom's side of the family, but, you know.
Do you smoke now? Like, have you increased your intake? Do you smoke more cigarettes now than...
The funny thing is if I try to not smoke cigarettes and then smoke those e-cigs and then go back to cigarettes... I'll smoke more cigarettes than I was smoking just off of that 8 to 12 hour period where I hadn't smoked at all. It's strange.
Do you think it's because you're giving your body nicotine more frequently with that? Because you can just hit it anywhere? You don't have to, like, get your jacket on and get all your shit together to go outside and smoke?
Well, still can't smoke it in work, so...
Right, but I mean, as far as, like, being here and shit, like you were just saying, last night was almost too cold to go out and smoke.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to smoke and you're using that thing. You can just hit it whenever you want.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
Right, but...
So do you think that's why you go back to smoking more cigarettes?
Probably.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah, you go without something for a while, you want more of it, you know?
Sure.
Have you heard stuff about the legalized sports betting?
Yeah. Well,
dude, I'm excited for that. Twitter and stuff. If there's legalized sports betting and legal weed, my life's over. I'll have no more free time. Children will not be in my future.
This doesn't sound good.
Sounds great.
Like both of those things are probably coming pretty soon.
Well, if legalized sports betting happens, I'd be super psyched. Every Saturday night.
Vegas.
No. Why? They legalize it nationwide.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. You can bet on sports in Vegas.
Yeah, but I'm only moving two-thirds of the way across the country.
Yep.
But it is super nice. I was flipping through AT&T's channels, and they had the... just like showing a certain area, and it was just the Silver State, and they just show pictures of places. And I saw pictures of Tahoe. I was like, oh, I've seen that mountain. It's so sweet. Did you ski or anything while you were there? No. Because you were only there for, what, 3 days?
Yeah.
See, we were there in the summertime, though, for them. And there was really...
Oh, come on. What is this, amateur hour?
No, it's not, but...
I better check mine.
I just think it'd be fun to go skiing there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because that place is so nice.
It'd be awesome.
It's so expensive, though. She wanted one of those alpaca animals, and then I saw, like, a stuffed one the size of that gorilla up there. It was, like, $80. Because it's real alpaca hair. Like, fuck that. How do people have these?
Damn. I never even heard of that.
Yeah. Because we were there for, I think, 10 days.
Yeah.
Three or two in Reno.
Were you even 21?
Yeah, I just turned 21.
So you could gamble.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what in the hell do you do there if you don't gamble?
Mm. I took a cool G, a grand.
Yeah.
And I had lost... Five, well, the first 2 days, I lost 300 and some change. Just straight losses. So I was like, all right, when we get to Tahoe, I'm really going to put the brakes on this. Because I have a certain amount of money, even though my parents are with me. So we'd go the first day, we're in Tahoe. Because, dude, you remember that? With so the state lines right there, and then you just cross over, and it's casinos for days.
Yeah.
So Cheryl and Jordan go horseback riding with Kelly. And Dad's like, you need some money? I was like, yeah. He gave me $60, and I was out in 30 minutes.
What are you playing?
Well, we were just sitting at the bar just playing video poker at first. Down quick 60. So I'm like, fuck, now I have a dilemma. Do I reach into my bank, my pocket, or do I not? And I just sat there and watched, and it was terrible. But I ended up losing the other 182. I lost 500 while we were there. Which might have been six, because I completely forgot about so bad the plane ride on the way back. Like, I'm so bad with planes, I had the brilliant idea, we don't have to check out of our hotel and get to the airport till 1, so I'm going to set my alarm for 5 a.m., go up there, and start drinking cocktails and gambling. So I sit down, and I get up. I get up $80 on $20 real quick. And then I start getting drunk. And then, I lost. And then I still had the plane ride back wasn't that bad, but goddamn, I hate flying.
Scary?
Yeah, it really does. Being out of control and it just being such a weird feeling to be that high in the air.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't mind it.
Yeah. And there's nothing that could calm me down.
I just fly everywhere. I don't give a shit.
I'll tell you a story off the air about the flight there. That's how I knew that flying just can't happen.
Not happening, huh?
No. Because the lady behind me on the flight out there was like, you want a Klonopin? I was like, no. If you want to give me like 8, I need to be out.
8. That's funny.
It was bad, man. I hate flying.
How's your coffee?
It's not bad. It's kind of strong. Feeling lightheaded and shaky.
Put a little more booze in there.
No, I'm going to get a fresh cup.
Okay.
Add more booze.
There you go. There you go.
But yeah, I'd like to go back out west.
I'd like to go out there too.
I'd like to see Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
I know that's South Dakota, but you know.
Yeah, Carrie wants to go there this summer. Visit Nikki. Or no, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota. One of the Dakotas. South Dakota, I think.
Well, if it's South Dakota, that's where the Mount Rushmore is. But I think that'd be cool, man. I'd like to have my face etched into a mountain.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be fucking awesome.
I don't know.
Just think, dude. You could probably, if you just set out to do that by yourself, you couldn't do that in a lifetime.
No shit.
Etch your face inside of a mountain. Even if, well, I guess if you were an expert demolition man.
I don't think so, dude. That takes multiple people.
You would think.
You gotta have a hand, dude. And I don't know if anybody's gonna come help you do that for a 12-pack and some pizza, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like you're just moving.
You're gonna have to have blowjobs being handed out for dudes that want to do that. Struggle is real.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, man. I really feel like technology has ruined the world.
It's ruining the world, huh?
No, it is, completely. Well, like, look at all the cool shit that used to happen until, like, now. Nothing ever cool happens now. Somebody sends out an offensive tweet. Like, oh, man.
So what are you saying is cool that used to happen?
No, I'm just saying the way they used to live.
Like the pioneers?
No, not pioneers, but more like, you know, fuck you. It didn't really get bad until recently, I feel like. Like, even, like, if you...
You're being very vague.
I know. Because it's hard. I'm struggling right now.
Needs more booze.
No. Just cool it for a second. Right. But as far as, like, just how they... I don't know, man. Like, go back to... You ever watch that 70s show?
Yeah.
Like, see, doesn't that time seem way much cooler than everybody having a phone and...
I guess. You
can't even carry on a conversation with somebody for longer than 5 minutes now without them looking at their phone.
I know, I'm looking at my phone right now.
I know, but at least you're looking at me and you're hearing what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like I'm talking through people sometimes. Like, that's cool if that's what you're into, but God damn it. Just put it down.
Just put it down. That's Kite's message.
Yeah, hashtag right. Put it down.
There you go.
Crack pipe, cell phone. Get your internet
movement going.
Yeah, no. No. I don't need that. I don't get on it as much as I should.
Right on.
I'm not going to text our faithful comrade Andrew and told him I will not be attending.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if I can get my shit financially together, I might just drive up there by myself and just try to rendezvous with you guys.
There you go. We're staying in this kick-ass loft thing.
I know.
It's going to be cool.
I know. I was actually way more excited than yours because it was so much closer. And we were doing baseball.
Yeah.
And you guys can get smashed and I can actually watch the game.
I know, man. I can't believe you just followed us around into all those bars and didn't drink.
Nope. I only had the... just the... Damn it. Now I'm losing it. What's the hurricane? Hey, I think that, man. The hurricane, I think, was the only thing I drank with you all.
That bum drink.
Oh, my God. On the fucking, what is it? The trolley?
Yeah.
That was the greatest thing to watch unfold of all time.
I wasn't up there, but it sounded hilarious.
Bums, period, freaked me out.
You don't like them, huh?
No. They freaked me out when we were in San Francisco because they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
God.
If I was a bum, I'd live in San Francisco.
Did you go to San Francisco? Did you go to San Francisco while you were there? It was sweet.
Yeah, we did. We went to Alcatraz and stuff.
Oh, did you? See, me and Kelly wanted to do Alcatraz, but they didn't want to. I was like, what the fuck?
It was titties.
Yeah, I bet.
It was cool.
That sounds cool.
They had one of those, like, audio tours, you know, that give you a headset and you can walk around and guide. It's like a personal guide, you know?
No, I don't know, but...
Continue. Oh, you never done that? No. They have it in, like, museums and stuff. They give you a headset, and it tells you, like, all the different things to look at are numbered. So you go from, like, 1 to 2, and when you get there, it'll talk to you and tell you about what you're looking at. So it's like a little virtual, or, you know, audio tour. It's like having your own personal little tour guide.
Yeah, I've never seen
that. But you don't have to deal with any of those bullshit tour guide...
Ramblers.
You know, yeah, the guys that make it take like 4 hours and just go at your own pace.
Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I can knock it out in, you know, a cool 45 minutes. These motherfuckers taking 3.5 hours.
Are you getting your money's worth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You get your money's worth.
I feel like I'm about to have a heart attack.
I saw where Al Capone hung out, played his banjo and shit.
Nice.
Yeah. Where they, the little yard they had. There was like a whole city on there. So like if you were a guard, your wife and kids and everybody lived on the damn island. So there was like a little supermarket and like a school and...
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking nuts? Yeah, that is.
I mean, like, that seems way dangerous to just be having kids on an island with the most dangerous criminals in America.
Yeah, no shit. And then, I mean, well, apparently
you can't even run away, you know?
Apparently that Diaz dude that just fought Anderson Silva had swam from Alcatraz to back to the coast.
Yeah.
Which I've heard that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But... Because apparently it's not supposed to be able to be done.
Right.
But, I mean, he's in phenomenal shape, so...
Yeah, he's good at that shit, right?
Yeah, he runs triathlons and shit.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because don't you have to... How much... What's, like, the total mileage on that?
Like an Ironman?
No, not the Ironman. Ironman's stupid, but the triathlon.
That's what it...
Oh, that
Ironman
is the Ironman?
Ironman is a triathlon.
Oh, so what, I mean...
It's a 2.5 mile swim... Or no, 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike ride, and then a 26.2 marathon to finish.
So that takes the better part of a day, right?
Yeah, it takes the better
Once
part
you said
of
marathon, that's when it finally started kicking. How's that your last stage?
Yeah.
That seems a bit crazy.
The bike, dude. You ride that fucking bike for like 6 hours.
Like, yeah, 100 and whatever miles. Good
112.
God. Fuck that. That's riding to Indy. Past Indy. Jesus Christ. And your dad's done that? Oh my god!
Yeah, dad's done it twice.
That's a hard spike, bro. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Can't hurt these choppers.
I needed to get you one of them plastic cups.
I'm telling you, who drinks booze out of a mug anyways?
It's coffee.
It's a good point. Mine's getting cold, though. We're going to have to pause to get some new... some coffee.
Yeah, probably. You want to?
Yeah, let's have a time
pause
out.
It.
All right. Time out. Time in.
Yep. Well, completely break stride.
Yeah, that's what happens when you call a time out. You got to kill the momentum.
Well,
that's what we were going for.
There never used to be time outs, bro.
I know, but we never used to have to go refill coffees and stuff.
Yeah, I know. You get here too early.
What?
I was just kidding.
I asked you when, you said when.
I know.
Would you rather be really hairy or completely bald?
I mean, really? Hairy.
Would you rather read minds or fly?
Read minds.
Why?
Because then I would know automatically what you were thinking about me.
And you'd rather be able to do that than fly?
Yeah.
I guess you already said you were scared of flying,
yeah.
So.
I imagine it wouldn't be any fun with no plane.
Not gonna change anything.
Yep. Up.
Well,
I never had a dream of being a superhero.
You never dreamt of being a superhero because you didn't want to fly, huh?
No. Just never was up there, man.
Would you rather be able to travel back in time, or only back in time, or only to the future?
Back.
You'd rather go back?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
I don't know. Just asking.
Unless it was some crazy, like crazy shit where like people would be erased and stuff and the decisions I had made in previous years.
See,
yeah.
I'm thinking like, what if you just jump to the future, get the lotto numbers, jump back, and then you're good.
But then what if you...
Oh, well, you wouldn't be able to come back because you can only travel one direction. Doesn't do you any good.
Bingo.
Ah, that changes the game a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what if you go back, then there's potential to see yourself, right? Then they go over this and Back to the Future.
I don't know. I didn't really like Back to the Future.
What?
No.
Really?
I'm not into some... I've never seen the Wizard... Well, I've seen the Wizard of Oz all the way through, but only, like, once. Just certain movies I don't like. Or I won't see. Alice in Wonderland, never saw it. Mary Poppins, never saw it. She gives me shit all the time for not seeing classics, but...
Oh, yeah, you gotta see Mary Poppins, bro.
No.
You don't want to?
Nah. Give me Con Air.
Would you rather have to wear wet socks for the rest of your life or have clothes always come out of the dryer just a little bit damp?
Man. That's a shitstorm of a question. I'll go with the fucking damp dryer.
Damp dryer?
Yeah.
Than wet socks. I think I'd go with the damp dryer too, because
wet socks is horrible.
Wet socks is the worst. Yeah. A damp dryer, man, you know, in an hour or two, you'll be cool.
Wet socks and shoes is way worse than just wet socks with no shoes. I will say that.
Oh, yeah.
Because
the shoes makes it worse for sure.
Damn you feet.
Would you rather be in constant pain or have a constant itch? I'd go with the itch. Fuck pain, that sucks.
No, but I don't want to walk around looking like a fucking tweaker, though.
That's a good point.
Fucking scratching my neck.
Oh, this is a good one. Would you rather pee yourself in public or poop yourself in private, but you can't clean up for 3 hours if you poop yourself? So would you rather pee in public, or poop in private, but you gotta sit in your own shit for 3 hours?
I've done both those already, though. That's the thing.
So which one was worse?
Probably the shit. Honestly. The shit was more mysterious because I had just woken up. And
that's a nasty surprise.
Yeah, dude. God knows how long I'd have been there.
God. All right, on to the next one. That's too much.
Sorry, man.
Oh, this one's rough, too. Would you rather use sandpaper as toilet paper or use vinegar as eye drops?
Jesus Christ. I'm not using sandpaper as... No.
So you're going to drop vinegar in your eye?
Sure.
Ooh, that's rough. I don't know about that one. Would you rather have nobody show up to your wedding or nobody show up to your funeral?
Wedding.
Wedding? See, I say funeral. Who gives a fuck? You're dead. It's your wedding. If nobody shows up, you can't even have a party.
Yeah, but if you have no one show up to your funeral, then virtually that would mean that all memory of you had been erased.
Well, maybe everybody's busy. They can still remember me.
You don't think so? I'd rather be remembered than...
Would you rather give up cheese or chocolate?
Man, that's tough. I'm in love with both of them. It'd be really difficult if you said cheese or bacon. But I'm going to say chocolate. Because I could live without the badness of chocolate.
Yeah, the
cheese
sugar.
Cheese is good.
Cheese is good, you're right.
Fuck me.
Would you rather speak all the foreign languages or talk to animals?
Talk to animals for sure. Oh my god.
For sure, huh?
Absolutely. If I could talk to my dog, that would be the fucking shit. That's my main squeeze. Hang out with him all the time.
Yeah? Fine. So you'd want to be able to talk to him?
Oh, absolutely. Have you ever seen Show Wilford?
Yeah.
I wish that was my life.
Man, Wilford's always getting him into shit and stuff, though.
Okay.
You're down with that?
I don't have anything else to do.
I mean, your life isn't a sitcom, you know?
I know. I'm totally exaggerating, but I'm just saying. I'm looking more as the power.
You just want him to be your sidekick and be like Brian on Family Guy.
Yeah, or Ted.
Or Ted. Ted would be good.
Be awesome.
But Ted was always getting him into shit, too.
Well, I know. These are made-up scenarios, though, bro. I just want the power.
All right, I get what you're saying. Would you rather be born with an elephant trunk or a giraffe neck? What you got?
Nothing. That's lose-lose, too.
I'm going with the trunk.
Yeah, I guess I'd take the trunk because you could smack people with it.
Well, I was going to say you could be, like, sucking up water and you always have a squirt gun, you know?
Oh, my God. I would just use it for self-defense, but go on.
Self-defense. Self-defense, I guess. Would you rather burn to death or freeze to death?
Freeze to death.
Yeah, me too. Fuck that. I think we might have done all of them.
Woohoo! This has been Would You Rather.
That was kind of fun.
No, I'm just kidding. No. Well, I like those scenarios. It just reveals a lot about people, I feel like.
It does, because a bunch of the ones that you picked I didn't pick were different. Yeah,
absolutely. I just have a different mindset than most people, but
Right now, you are 0 for like 7 on when you say you're going to come over for and watch a ball game and then not showing up.
It's because I'm just lazy. And that's what right, it is. As long as you're once she taps out, I tap. Because it's like, fuck, man, you just want to stay around, lay around? Oh, man. Guess I'll just lay around, too.
You don't get bored as fuck.
No, I can keep myself pretty entertained.
Like, I was home from work today by myself for, like, an hour. And I was like, all right, I'm going to kites.
I mean, I don't know. I've found a good spot right now where I don't know.
Like, what you got going on?
If I can get my groceries delivered, I'd just leave to go to work.
Do you go to the grocery store?
No, I try not to, but I had to the other day for select items. So I wanted to make homemade pizza.
How was that?
Fucking awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you put on it?
Pepperoni and a lot of cheese and pizza sauce.
That's all?
Just pizza, yeah.
No onions or peppers?
No, I'm picky.
Sausage?
No.
Pepperoni, huh?
Yeah.
Straight up?
Yep. Two pepperoni pizzas.
What's she like on her pizza?
Pepperoni. I should have put bacon bits too, but I didn't even think about it.
Or you could fry bacon and cut it up and put it on there. Well, I bet that sounded weird, didn't it?
No. The other one was louder. I shouldn't have burped that loud into the mic. I'm really wanting to fart on the mic one time, but I just haven't got there yet.
I really want to fart on the mic. So you're going to fart on this thing, and then you're going to hold it right up by your face.
Well, no.
Your microphone is going to smell like your ass.
Oh, man, I have some odorless farts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. You look like a guy with stinky farts.
Sometimes. It's difficult to be around sometimes.
I guarantee it.
Flatulent. What is that sound?
I don't hear anything.
Stop now.
Okay, that's good. How's your cocktail?
Thank God it's almost gone. This is the last one.
Thank God it's almost gone.
Can't take it.
You seem to be holding together fine.
I know, but I'm going to fucking pass out as soon as this podcast is over.
Are you going to take a little nap?
No. What? I'm just scared of what's the potential of, because I'm drunk this early. There's a whole rest of the day still.
Yeah, but nothing bad's going to happen. You'll be fine. You can't be that drunk. You only did like...
I know. Supposed to go to a game tonight.
Oh, yeah, but that's not until like 6 o'clock.
Yeah. 6.
Who are you seeing play?
We might go see Jeff and Evansville Wrights.
Yeah? You guys are big into high school basketball, huh?
I mean, yeah, we like talent. And Indiana is more of a hot cesspool than you would think for talent.
No, dude. They're like the number one basketball player. You know what I mean? They have more McDonald's All-American than any other state for sure.
Tom Crean just can't recruit any of them.
Yeah, well, you don't need to get into that. Let's stick with you being into high school basketball. Okay, don't go after my Hoosiers.
It's just so funny.
So who all goes? Kid, you and Johnny?
Yeah, normally there might be one other person, but... there's a kid who's I think he's a freshman for New Albany.
Yeah.
Who's already getting big letters from places, which is crazy.
I forget his name, but I know.
Romeo Langford.
That's him.
Yeah. So.
Well, there you go.
Probably go to that regional this year.
Where is it at?
Seymour.
Is it always at Seymour?
Yep. We leave here about, I think it starts at noon, so we leave here like 11. It's badass.
Get a whole day pass.
Whole day pass. Well, you come back. You watch the first two games, then come back for the championship because there's like a 5-hour break.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we always stop in Scottsboro and get the KFC buffet. On the way back before the nap, you get super carbo loaded, and then you go home and take a nap for 2.5 hours, and go back for the championship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. You gotta just tailgate that motherfucker. Get you a grill out in the parking lot?
We pretty much do, you know, but it was just crazy the last year we went.
Yeah?
Yeah, Jeff went semi-state. It's more entertaining than you would think.
Did Borden do good last year?
I don't know. We
2 years ago, they won.
I'm curious to see what Silver Creek can do.
They're good, right?
Top 5.
No, how many beat them, huh?
Yeah. By like, 14?
I don't know. I didn't go.
We'll see. It's going to be interesting. But other than that...
Who's in Silver Creek sectional now?
Same teams as before, man.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Positive?
Maybe Charlie. Yeah, I think so. Same ones as we had.
I don't think so. I think it's different now.
Oh, well. More interesting.
Corden's good this year, too.
Corden just has that one kid, but Sulkery and Albany beat Corden.
So Corden got somebody to throw good, too?
Yeah. I think he's a junior.
A junior? It's weird how these kids just, like, pop up out of nowhere. Like, I bet everybody else on Corden's team isn't any good.
Probably not. That's how it usually is.
Yeah, how's that work?
All he needs one. You got one that's like between 6'4 and 6'8.
Doesn't Silver Creek start like three guys that are 6'5 or something?
Dude, they have some crazy talent.
And they don't have any seniors, do they?
Yeah, there's like three, I think, but not many. They have quite a bit coming back. But I don't know.
Good, man. That'll kick some ass.
I want to go to the NBA. I wish she didn't have to work on Saturday, because I would just go up there on Friday and see if there was a Pacers game, because I think there is.
Yeah.
Sit top row for $30.
That sounds miserable.
No, I ain't that bad.
They bring you beers all the way up there?
I think so.
Yeah, but then you gotta get all the way down from up there. You're having trouble sitting on the couch.
And I can't sit up high at games anyways.
What?
Because I like sitting way low.
Well, yeah, everybody likes to sit close.
Yeah. You got to find those affordable games and sit close. Dude, I found the last time the Pistons and the Pacers played like 3 weeks ago, I found courtside seats for like $130.
Yeah.
But they got snatched before I could get them.
Shit.
Yeah, that'd have been badass.
I've never sat on the floor before.
It's wild. You have your own special, like, bar/restaurant you can go into right there at Indy.
Yeah, there's no big lines either.
No. You can just walk right up to the bar.
No shit.
Yeah, I mean, Simley did it.
You drinking beer?
No. Crown and Coke.
Oh, shit.
We ate chicken tenders at halftime and shit.
Chicken tenders at halftime.
Dude, we were fucked up. There's just a cop sitting right in front of us, though, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, you're like, they're serving you booze. You're not doing nothing wrong.
Well, if you had to go get it, but it was awesome.
Oh, you weren't 21 yet?
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why do you have to go get it?
Because it's in the bar. I'm sitting behind the player's bench, bro.
Yeah, but you can't take it back to your seat?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's
the problem? But you got to go get it and then bring it back to your seat.
Well, yeah.
Let's just make sure it's clear.
All right. Yeah, we're on the same page.
But, I don't know, $400. It wasn't bad. I got to see
ticket?
LeBron, yeah.
Ouch.
I didn't pay for it.
Nice.
I know, that was a gift.
That was a very generous gift.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Who'd they play?
It was Cavs, Pacers, and like, maybe LeBron's last year in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Before he went to Miami.
Right.
It was awesome.
That's cool.
I don't think there's anything that I got that could beat that. I've been to Louisville, Kentucky before, basketball game.
On the floor?
No. In my dad's seats, though, which is third row of the first tier, so it ain't bad.
I went with you that one time.
Yeah, those seats for Louisville, Kentucky, I mean, that's not that bad.
Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah.
Nice job.
And then I've sat close at a few baseball games, but nothing too crazy.
Right.
A's, Giants. Yeah. I don't have that
shirt.
You ever
been to an NFL game? Oh, yeah. You've been to a couple.
Packers, Lions. Nope.
Just that
only
one. The Lions win?
Yeah. We smashed them. It was nice.
Joey went with you?
Yeah.
Did you give him shit?
No, not really, because Aaron Rodgers didn't play.
So?
So, I didn't expect him to win.
So? I'd give him shit.
Nah, man. That's not who I am. If he starts talking shit, then I'll start talking shit, but I'm not going to initiate the shit talking.
He probably was talking shit, wasn't he?
No.
He wasn't very confident.
We pretty much knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Once we found out Rodgers wasn't playing. But, I don't know. I've been to more hockey games than football games. I've been to Joe Louis three times.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, because you can just take the fucking people movers straight to Joe Louis, and it's like, stop there.
Yeah.
Just get off. And it's like, fuck, 50 cents to ride.
Did you call it a people mover?
Yeah, that's what it is, dude. It's like a tram or a...
Yeah, like a train.
And it has just, it runs the circle around the city or whatever. Sweet. But it gets packed for those Wings games, though.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of a bitch to ride, but cheap.
Right. But, oh, well, dude, cheap's always good.
Yeah. We should go up there.
We should. You're right.
You ever been to Detroit?
No. Well, I drove through it whenever I went to Canada with my Canadian hockey friend.
Dude, I want
to
get a passport. That's what we should do if we go. I'll get a passport. That way we... You have a passport?
Yeah, I got a passport.
We can go into Canada.
Okay. If you want to.
Yeah. We'll get some maple syrup and Canadian beer.
Dude, no. It's going to be a pain in the ass to bring back with you.
No, we'll just drink it while we're there. We'll get waffles.
Okay, I was going to say, you're just going to drink syrup? Didn't you learn your lesson the last time?
No, we'll just, no. We'd just be going to Windsor, though. I want to go to Toronto.
Yeah? Why Toronto?
Because I heard Toronto's shit.
You've been listening to too many damn podcasts.
I'm just saying. Sounds fun.
You're like, I heard on a podcast people like it there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a big city, so it's got to be cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure Toronto's a really sweet place.
Yeah.
Okay. We're on the same page, I guess.
Yeah, and it's Canada. It's awesome.
Have you ever been to Canada?
I've been to Windsor once.
Yeah?
Took the bridge to get across, and then took the tunnel to get back.
Nice.
It's a ride. It's a long fucking bridge.
Yeah.
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 Are you alright over there, man? You're struggling to hold it together. I'm getting a lot of ums and yes and...
I'm solid.
You gonna be alright to drive home, bro?
I just don't have much to say about
it. I need to call you a cab?
No. I told you I'm going to stay here all day and do a day in the life of Kai.
I don't know that you want to do that, though.
I'm going to live tweet the whole thing.
It's pretty boring.
Instagram pictures of you while you're taking a nap.
That's weird. It'd be wild, though.
Be wild?
Yeah.
I don't know if it'd be that wild. It'd be probably pretty boring.
I have too much coffee.
You had too much coffee to go take a nap?
No, I'm just... toasted.
Toasted, huh?
Yeah.
What time is it? Probably about done.
It's 11:30. It's 42 minutes in.
That's about as good as we ever do.
I mean, we've
done... Sing them a song, Josh.
We've done... not singing nobody in a song. All
right.
But I feel like if I did, I'd have to wear like a... Dude, if I... I feel like I could look like a gold miner, though, if I had the right attire on.
A gold miner?
Yeah.
Like if you had some overalls, is that what you're getting at? Some
boots,
some flannel shirt?
A fucked up hat, like a straw hat.
Yeah. Why gold miner?
Knock out a couple of my teeth. Because of the scraggly beard.
Well, yeah, but...
It's the longest one I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
How long have you been growing it?
Since right around the end of softball season.
Well, that's not that long. It's only a couple of months.
No, it's been like 5 or 6. Crazy though. I don't like it. It needs to go. I know. I wish it was long enough I could donate it.
What? Dude, like, I don't think anybody wants to wear your beard as a wig.
I mean,
they can make a merkin out of it.
Yeah, at least a hat.
You know what a merkin is?
Nope.
It's a pubic wig. Don't like that idea?
No.
Alright.
No, I don't. My nose is running.
Yeah,
alright? Yeah, we'll end this bitch. It's almost 45 minutes.
Alright. Until next week.
I am, well, at the Safe Capital T Meeting Pod on Twitter. And
look us up.
Conrad O'Malley. We'll be back next week. I'll try to get a guest, but
it's hard when we do them at noon on Friday.
I know. I wish we should really do one at O'Malley's Pub. All
right.
We should all throw in and send Carrie someplace nice for a Friday or Saturday. We'll just tear it down. I want to play pool and stuff. I want to hang out, like...
Alright.
I want to get Simley involved. You have ping pong?
No.
Oh, man. I'm craving ping pong against that bitch.
I got darts, pool, and foosball.
Ooh, well, I can't play foosball with him. That's just not fair.
He's good at that, isn't he?
Dude, the best. He might be the GOAT in foosball, as far as I'm concerned.
The GOAT?
Yeah. But I'm not going to at least hold shit against him in ping pong.
I know we are in this.
Oh, no, we are, but Jesus Christ, man. Just trying to wrap up smoothly.
All right.
All right.
Are you wrapping up?
Yeah. Just say it's over, and I'll stop it.
It's over.